Welcome, everybody. It is the KSR Pre-Show, Thursday, June 1st. Give us a call on the Clark's Puppet Shop phone line at 859-280-2287. You can also send us a text at 502-414-1724. KSR Pre-Show is always being brought to you by North Lime Coffee and Donuts, a local Kentucky company with two locations in Louisville, one in Old Louisville, the other in Westport Village, and two locations in Lexington on Limestone and Clay's Mill. Check out their weekly donut schedule at northlime.net. Tomorrow is National Donut Day, and because of that, my partner in crime, Billy Rutledge, is going to be up in a helicopter later on in the show today with Officer Don, dropping some donut coupons for North Lime Coffee and Donuts. And Billy is on the line with me right now. Hey, Billy, what's going on, man? Have you started the boarding process yet?
Hey, Shannon. Glad to be with you this morning. We are not in the air yet. I'm actually sitting in the helicopter in the hangar at Bluegrass Airport here in Lexington. First of all, big thank you to North Lime Coffee and Donuts for sponsoring this event. This is our second annual donut drop, Shannon. As if many might remember, I dropped ham from the sky a year ago with Hager Hams, now North Lime doing the same. And the day before National Donut Day, what better time to do it than now? So glad to be on, and hopefully this thing goes off without a hitch at 9:50 today at Jacobson Park.
I'm already getting like a really, like a grinding noise in the background. Is that like a helicopter going on? Is that your Bluetooth connection? Because you know my pet peeve when people call in with Bluetooth. I hate it. If you have Bluetooth, normally I can't hang up on you right now. But what's the background noise going on? Is that like airplanes?
I'm not sure, because there's nothing going on here. I am connected to a Bluetooth headset, but according to Officer Don, who is my pilot today, that is the only way I can connect to be able to hear you in this Bluetooth headset when we go up in the air. So I know you hate every time I do this, Shannon, but I guess you'll just have to bear with me today when we drop these coupons.
Well, because I know that it's likely to be a technical nightmare as it was last year, we have brought in Ryan Lemon, who is in Lexington. Good morning, Ryan. Are you there?
I am here. I'm excited for the donut drop because, did you know, I'm a huge donut fan, so I may be going out to Jacobson Park and find a couple coupons myself.
But you can't be doing that because you got to stick around for KSR. But, I mean, I guess you could have gone out there with the equipment this morning. So I'm looking forward to seeing if people are actually down there gathered waiting to get a gift card from North Lime, or like last time, I think you just dropped it down there. And was there anybody down there actually waiting for it, or did they just like just so happen to be in the area? Yeah. And go, okay, what is this stuff falling out of a helicopter? Was there confusion?
Here's the thing. Yeah, last year there was confusion. Everybody was still in their car, and then I dropped it, and then everybody got out of their car, and they looked like little ants going for a little piece of food. Hopefully this time, you know, Joe is actually there set up with the table. If you go see Joe, he's got free donuts for a limited time. He'll give you a coupon for a free donut tomorrow on National Donut Day. And I'm going to be dropping 12 plush donuts with gift cards ranging from $15 to $50 on these donuts. So hopefully it all works out. But we do have one problem, Shannon.
What's that?
The donuts have a little bit of like a ribbon on them, like a tail.
Yeah.
And Officer Don's a little worried about that.
Why?
He thinks that it might go into like the tail rudder if we throw it out the window.
Oh, God,
so we're
going
to have to make sure we throw this exactly the right way, or we might risk a serious injury.
Did you ask for a parachute?
No parachute here. I don't even know if there's one in here. We're all just going to rely on Officer Don and his flight ability. So that should make you feel better.
I'm thinking maybe you should just take the ribbons off. You know, the ribbons aren't that important. I mean, I feel like they can still get the gift cards without the ribbons, right? Or are the ribbons like tied the gift card to the donuts?
Yeah, so if you get a donut, it has a ribbon on it with a dollar amount on it. So once you pick up the donut, you take it to the table where Joe's at, and that's how you get your gift card. But what we're going to do is we're just going to wrap it real tight, Shannon, so there's no chance that anything can happen.
Okay, now listen, I can't deal with this Bluetooth noise going on the entire show. So what I'm going to do, I want to get your take, first of all, on the news that came out yesterday. Then we'll let you go. Then Ryan and I will continue the show. And then we'll pick back up on you in the last segment. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay,
that's
before we go, though, I want your thoughts, on quickly just what happened yesterday. Oscar staying in the draft. Livingston staying in the draft. Antonio Reeves says he's coming back to continue his college playing career, although we don't know that it's going to be at Kentucky. It's kind of what you and I think a lot of people expect it to happen. But what was your take on the news that came out yesterday?
Yeah, not much surprising news from yesterday, but I want to take today to not worry about what the roster is going to look like next year, but to appreciate what these guys brought to the university, and specifically Oscar Tshiebwe. I don't think we'll ever see a two-year run at Kentucky like that ever again. I'm serious. Not only is Oscar a great human being and a beloved person within the Big Blue Nation fan base, but the incredible rate in which he rebounded we may never see again. And after winning National Player of the Year, he only increased his points per game and rebounds per game the second year. A guy that would stand in line for 2 hours after games to sign every autograph, somebody that was so personable, and even though there were some times where the locker room didn't click, from which we've told, this guy is going to go down in Kentucky history. So we will have all summer to discuss how there's only seven guys on the roster right now, and if this Creighton forward is a possibility for John Calipari and the Cats. But I want to take this first segment to recognize Oscar Tshiebwe and what he brought this university, because it is unprecedented, and I cannot wish him anything more than the success that he's going to have in the NBA, hopefully.
All right, Billy. Well, I wish you the best. We'll let you go right now. We'll pick back up on you when you're up in the air, ready to go, and best of luck.
Yes, our annual WKRP turkey drop, Shannon. glad that we're doing this. I'll check in a little bit later from the air.
All right, there you go. Billy Rutledge is going to be checking in and up in the chopper with Officer Don a little bit later on. Ryan, thank you, first of all, for jumping on early with us. I know we had to remind you at least half a dozen times to jump on the KSR pre-show this morning. But what was your take on the news that we had yesterday with Reeves coming back, or at least coming back to college to play ball, Livingston and Oscar going to the NBA?
Well, kind of like you and Billy were saying, you know, I don't think anybody was really shocked about Oscar's decision, because as Matt laid out to us a month ago, for him personally, it's a better move for him to go pro, because now, you know, Oscar can't leave the country right now. Mom can't come visit him right now. I mean, there's so many things for him personally. He can do endorsements freely. He can make more money, you know, doing things like that he can't do as a college athlete. So I'm not surprised. And like we said, it was only going to take one team to tell Oscar, hey, we're going to sign you to a two-way contract in the second round. That's all he was looking for.
Yeah.
I think the same thing goes for Livingston. I think he just wanted one team to say, we're going to sign you to a two-way contract, probably be late in the second round, but we got you.
That's all it takes anyway. And, you know, yep. I've read some stuff that, you know, maybe Livingston wasn't exactly happy with the way that he was used, the minutes that he got, wasn't maybe allowed to play freely. We've heard that, I feel like, a lot from not just Livingston. A lot of other players have said, you know, when they got to Kentucky, they weren't able to play the style that they wanted to play, that they, you know, felt would give them the best chance to get to the next level. You know, you're right. It only takes one team. And even though we, you know, as fans look at Livingston in his time here at Kentucky, and we think there's no way this guy is ready for the NBA, it only takes one scout, one general manager to say that, yep, this guy looks like somebody that would fit in with our program. And that's all that he was looking for. Now, what do you think about, you know, Antonio Reeves? Now it's only a question, does Kentucky go 1-for-3 or 0-for-3? They got to figure out this NIL situation with Antonio Reeves. You know, he's, from what we've read, he's open to coming back to Kentucky, but he needs to make sure that the NIL situation is going to be taken care of before that he commits. Otherwise, he could end up at another school. And to me, that's the absolute worst case scenario. We kind of assume that Livingston and Oscar were going to go to the NBA. Antonio Reeves is the guy we expected to come back, but what we weren't expecting was him possibly going to another school. And now that's a real possibility.
You know, this is one of John Calipari's greatest recruiting classes, these five freshmen. Maybe when it's all said and done, the best recruiting class he's ever had at Kentucky with these five guys coming in. But his most important recruit for next year is Antonio Reeves. There is no doubt about it. Like what you just said, he has to get a way to have Reeves come back, not just because Reeves is a great player and he was one of the leading scorers last year and be one of the leading scorers this year. It's the perception that a kid came back to college but yet didn't want to play for you, yeah, and went to someplace else like Memphis. Cal cannot let that happen. So his greatest recruit in the last 5 years, 6 years, maybe ever, maybe Antonio Reeves recruiting him back to rejoin the team next year at Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, it adds some leadership on the floor. And, you know, you would expect maybe a guy like Antonio Reeves to do what we're talking about, come back and maybe go to another school, if he were playing for a mid-major. But we're talking about Kentucky basketball. This is supposed to be the ultimate destination for college basketball players. And now it's just becoming all too common for players to try to go anywhere but Kentucky. And it kind of felt like that this season, you know, with Livingston just saying he just wants to go to the draft. With Antonio Reeves possibly not coming back to Kentucky, it feels like we're just almost going to the transfer portal and seeing, okay, what's out there? What can we get? And I know there's been a lot of talk about this Creighton player, Arthur Kaluma. Is that how you say his name? Are you familiar with him?
I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name.
He's 6'7". He's entering the transfer portal. He's considering not only Kentucky, but Alabama, Texas, Texas Tech. He's going to be a junior, and he started 67 out of 68 games throughout his college career, averaging 11 a game. You know, I keep seeing people say that he's not a good three-point shooter, but, I mean, he's shot 30% from three. And I mean, you look at Antonio Reeves and what he's done in his career. You know what Antonio Reeves shot his first two seasons? 30% from three. So
Illinois State, okay.
Yeah, so I mean, I look at this and think, well, maybe this is a guy that if Antonio Reeves doesn't work out here, maybe we can plug him in. He's a couple of inches taller than Reeves. Maybe he gives us a little bit of versatility and can play the swing position.
Well, they need bodies. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
This guy, whether he can shoot threes or not, they just need some players. Right now they've got sevens. Right at this moment, they have seven scholarship players. Reeves would be the eighth scholarship player for next season. So, and I wanted to say this about Livingston. I probably am going to speak for the whole fan base. We wish him the best. We wish him well, but I have some serious doubts. And I think probably most of the fan base agrees with me, you know, doubts whether he will be able to make it, you know, in the NBA, or he will be a lifetime G League guy. And then I say that, and then I realize, man, I've said that about three or four other Kentucky dudes. I said, man, there's no way Jared Vanderbilt's ever going to play in the NBA. And look at him. You know, he's playing great. No, you know, I wouldn't have thought Keldon Johnson was playing as well. Shea, I mean, there's several guys. So maybe Livingston will surprise us. But Reeves is the guy. Reeves is the one you got to get him on that roster next year. Like I said, not just for the roster, but for the perception of him leaving, what it would mean to everybody else.
You're right, though, about the Livingston situation. There's been so many players at Kentucky that were good but not great. But then they get to the next level. They got to the NBA, and all of a sudden they were really, really good.
Yeah.
Some of them even great NBA players. And you start thinking, okay, well, there's got to be something to that. Is there something to maybe what Livingston was saying, not being able to play his type of game? You know, that, like, how is it that these guys are superstars in high school, superstars in the NBA, but then they get to Kentucky, they're good, but they're not standout players necessarily like a Livingston? I think there's got to be something to that.
I think there is. And, you know, when there's been some, you know, NBA guys kind of write that Cal's system is not conducive to today's NBA game. You know, Tyrese Maxey would be another one, you know, that kind of has just flourished once he's gotten to the NBA. So I definitely think there's something to it, that the way Cal's style and the way he plays some of his players is just not conducive to maybe their abilities or what they're capable of. So maybe that's the case with Chris Livingston. I don't know. Like I said, I have my doubts.
Yeah.
But, you know, could be wrong, totally wrong.
859-280-2287. We're going to take some phone calls. We're also going to check back in with Billy, who's going to be up in the chopper with Officer Don later on today.
What he sounded like Officer Don when he makes his traffic reports, you know, all day long here in town. You know, just that sound, you know, when he comes on, like, oh, yeah, Officer Don's up in the copter. He's getting ready to make a traffic report for us. That's what Billy sounded like.
Yeah, but he's not even up in the air yet. That was just his Bluetooth connection.
Yeah. Well, that's the connection he uses, right.
You know, someone called KSR, was it a couple of weeks ago, and said, what makes a good caller? I'll tell you what makes a bad caller. Bluetooth. Don't call in with Bluetooth. If you call in with Bluetooth, we're going to hang up on you, unless you're Billy, because you have to be on Bluetooth.
Or if you're a first-time caller and you fumble the phone, Shannon's going to yell at you, make fun of you.
Well, look, I mean, I don't feel like it's that much to ask. You called us, and when we go to you, just be ready. That's it. That's all you gotta do.
Hey, I'm a first-time caller. Yeah, we could tell.
What does that mean?
That was hilarious.
Well, it's true. 859-280-2287. Give us a call. We'll be right back. It is the KSR Pre-Show. Welcome back. It is the KSR Pre-Show with Shane and the Dude. Ryan Lemon sitting in today as Billy is going to be going up in the chopper later on today, later on the show with Officer Don to give out some Northline coffee and donut gift certificates. It is iHeartRadio Access Day. Ryan, do you know about iHeartRadio Access Day?
I do, yes. All day long on all iHeart stations across the country, right?
Yeah, so if you go to iHeartRadioAccessDay.com, you can get some really good deals from local businesses. You can also get some really cool things like a backstage tour at Rupp Arena during the Guns N' Roses show. You know, Guns N' Roses are coming into Rupp Arena September 6th. And we got this thing where you can win like a club passes to the show. You get to tour backstage. I don't think you get to meet the band. I don't know. Maybe you do if you're back there wandering around and you see Slash or Axl Rose. Although, you know, it could be Mark Stoops. We talked about how much Axl and Mark Stoops, they're basically separated at birth. Have you seen how much those guys look like each other?
Dude, somebody put that both their pictures up on Twitter or what?
It was me.
Oh, it was you that did it.
Yeah.
They are dead. You need to go ahead and put that out again because they are dead on it. Axl Rose is Mark Stoops with long hair. That's exactly what he is.
Yeah. So iHeartRadioAccessDay.com. You can go there and get exclusive deals today only. Hey, they announced the starting time, the kickoff times for the first three football games for Kentucky. You got the Ball State home opener at noon. It's going to be September 2nd on the SEC Network. Then the next week, you got Eastern Kentucky at Kroger Field. That's a 3 o'clock kickoff. Yeah. That's on the SEC Network Plus. So you're going to have to get your computers out for that one. And then the week after that is Akron, 7:30 kickoff on ESPNU. So do you like the early kickoffs, or are you more of a fan of the night games, Ryan, when it comes to these early games at Kroger Field?
I hate the noon kickoffs. Hate them because that means our pregame show starts at 8 a.m. We start 4 hours before home kickoff, so our pregame show for Ball State will be from 8 to 10 in the morning. So I'm not a huge fan of that, but I love, to me, the night games at Kroger Field, most of my favorite times seem to be in a night game. But I do want to say this. I think the 3:30 for the EKU game is perfect because everybody wants to go tailgate. You know, it'll be in the middle of the day, and you still got time to go out here in Lexington after the game. So I think that's the 3:30 kickoff for the Eastern Kentucky game is perfect.
See, I'm kind of with you on that. I like those like mid-afternoon games, you know, the 3 o'clock games. Here's another thing. You know, you were talking about the noon kickoffs being early pregames. Well, think about it like this. On the night games, though, your post-game shows that you may have to do, you know, you're going to have to do some of them because Matt's going to, you know, if Kentucky loses, Ryan, we got to go to Ryan in the bullpen to come in and do the 1 o'clock post-game show. So if you know, look at it that way, at least the night games, you don't have to stay up too late to do the post-game shows.
That's true. Now, with that said, we've done some really good late football post-game shows here at the restaurant after a big win.
Yeah.
You know, Matt will set up here at the restaurant and do them after a big win, and everybody comes for like a victory party, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. Like, we all came here after the Florida win, 2 years ago, and that was really, really fun to do that.
You know, Billy and I were talking about, you know, should the SEC stick to 8 conference games versus go to 9, which is going to be, you know, voted on. What do you think? I mean, I think for Kentucky, you want to keep it at 8, right? You want to keep the Louisville series. You want to be able to put a, you know, 3 wins, I think, on your record automatically just to be able to make it easier to become bowl eligible. I think if you're Kentucky, you want to stick with 8.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. For selfish reasons, exactly for what you just said. One, you go to 9 SEC. I mean, the schedule is going to get harder anyway.
Right.
Whether you go 8 or 9, you're going to play Alabama more, you know, LSU, Texas, Oklahoma, Texas, and you're going to play these guys more often. So your schedule is going to get harder regardless if you go 8 or 9. So keep it at 8, selfishly. I don't want to lose the Louisville series, well, no matter what happens. So
right.
That's another reason. And like I said, you know, you just chalk up those wins. Those are home games. Those non-conference games are always at home. You know, you get 3 wins. You get good crowds. KS Bar gets good crowds. You know, it's kind of for selfish reasons. I definitely want to keep it at 8.
Yeah, those 3 games we just mentioned, Ball State, Eastern Kentucky, Akron. There's your 3 wins, right?
You're paying, 3 wins.
You're paying
at home.
Yep, you're paying for those 3 wins. Then you get the Louisville game. And you know, even if we did go to 9, I would hate to see the Louisville series be dropped because then it kind of feels like, you know, Kentucky's afraid to play Louisville. I mean, don't we always look at that on the schedule and say that's an automatic win to begin with?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So even if we do go to 9, why drop Louisville? But I feel like if we did go to a 9-game conference schedule for the football team, they would drop that Louisville game, and then we end up with 9 SEC opponents, and then we get Ball State, Eastern Kentucky, and Akron, and that's your schedule.
I got to tell you something before Matt gets here.
Okay. What's that?
When I came, I'm here at the restaurant to do the pre-show with you today. I came in and went ahead and got it set up for KSR.
Yeah.
There are two birds in here in the restaurant. I don't know how they got in.
I can count. Hold on. I can hear them.
Okay. So I have raised the garage door, hoping that somehow they will find their way out of here before Matt gets here. But two of them, as soon as I came in, they were on the floor and they flew up. They're up in the rafters now, somewhere up there.
Well, I feel like you leaving the door open just invites more birds in. I mean, we could have a whole flock of birds in there by the time Matt gets there if you leave the garage open.
I figure we got to get them out of here somehow, but I don't even see them. They're kind of up in the black rafters up there, and I can't see where they are. But there were two of them that were on the floor when I came in.
What is it about KS Bar attracting birds?
I don't know,
I mean,
man.
They do know we sell wings, right? I mean, we have wings at KS Bar. So Drew is our professional bird catcher, right? Isn't he the guy that had to go in last time and get the bird out of the office?
Yeah, and Freddie, I think, has done it also up in the office because that's where they usually go. It's the highest point.
Yeah. But
they were down here in the main level. So,
well,
just between you and me. But I thought that's the only way. I can't chase him out while I'm on the show with you. I don't even see him.
Yeah.
Raise the garage door. Maybe they'll find their way out of here.
We got to get like a net or something. I don't know the proper way to catch a bird. How did we get it last time? Did we just like, did somebody catch it with a net or with their hands? I don't think you can catch a bird with your hands, can you?
No. You're kind of just shooing it down out the door.
Yeah.
You know, go bird, go.
Okay. All right. You better get that taken care of before Matt gets there.
I know.
859-280-2287. We'll take some of your phone calls coming up next on the KSR Pre-Show. All right, welcome back. It is the KSR Pre-Show, 859-280-2287. Shannon the Dude and Ryan Lemon sitting in for Billy, who's going to be up in the chopper. Coming up in the last segment of the show today, dropping out some North Lime Coffee and Donut gift cards. Ryan, any luck on the bird during the break? Did you make any effort to get the bird out of KS Bar?
I can't find it. I don't know where it went. It's up, you know, kind of where we sit on the stage. Up above us, there's, you know, the pictures. And then all the way to the roof, there's like a little ledge. It went up. They both went up there somewhere. So I don't know how to get them out of there.
All right. So as I mentioned, Billy Rutledge is about to go up with Officer Don. Let's check in with Billy and get an update, see what the progress is with him getting in the chopper. Billy, where are we at?
What's up, Shannon? Hey, we are ready to go, getting ready to lift off here at Bluegrass Airport. I do want to say, if you're going to Jacobson Park, if you go to the Richmond Road entrance, you take a left and start going towards the playground, you'll be able to see the North Lime Coffee and Donut stand. But getting ready to take off right now, Shannon. Good thing they got seatbelts in this thing.
That's a good thing. Hold on tight.
That's right. And people are also telling me I don't sound that bad right now over the Bluetooth, but that may change when we go up in the air.
It's doable. It's just not, you know, it's not ideal, but it's fine. You can stick with us for a minute if you want to.
You know, tomorrow is National Donut Day, and listen to some of these donuts that they're going to have at North Lime Coffee and Donuts, Shannon. They got the blackberry-filled donut,
yeah,
the fruity pebbles donut,
ooh,
maybe a blueberry glaze you'd be interested in.
Yeah.
Or how about the sprinkle explosion? They actually put sprinkles inside the donut, gives it a little bit of a different texture. So if you're going to North Lime Coffee and Donuts, maybe you get a free donut coupon when you go out to Jacobson Park today. You can definitely try one of those on National Donut Day.
All right. Hey, if you want to stick on here for a minute, I got something I can do with you and Ryan. Did you see that last night was the National Spelling Bee semifinals? Did you watch any of that?
I did. Yeah, it's actually changed a lot from what I remembered. I got to watch some of it.
All right. So I thought maybe what we could do right now is go through a couple of the words that the remaining spellers actually got correct to move on to the next round. So what do you say? Are you two game with that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, all right. We're going to start with an easy one. The word is sorg. Sorg, or it could be sorge. I'm not really sure, but it's sorg. Who wants to go first? Billy, spell sorg.
Language of origin.
I don't have that. I just have the word. I don't have
it.
I can't use it in a sentence.
Well, how do you expect me to do this?
Billy's right, Bluetooth connection is very sorg.
We're going to go S-O-R-G-E, sorg.
You got it. Yeah.
Yay. Oh.
All right. Billy 1-0 in a chopper.
How about that?
gets the word right. I gave you
the chopper.
I gave you an easy one. All right, Ryan, it's your turn. The word is Zwitterion. Zwitterion. Zwitterion.
So, of course, I'll be able to spell it when you can't even pronounce it.
Zwitterion. Now, I'm pronouncing it Zwitterion.
Z-W-I-T-T-E-R, Zwitter, Zeon?
You started off right. Start again.
Z-W-I-T-T-E-R.
Okay.
Say it one more time.
Zwitterion. Zwitterion.
Okay. Z-W-I-T-T-E-R-R-I-A-N.
No, it was R-I-O-N.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, come on, Ryan.
Come on.
Let's give Billy one more here. If you get this one, you win, Billy.
Okay.
The word is Ibakwar. 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 Ibakwar.
E-B-A-C-Q-U-I-R-E. Ibakwar.
Ryan, you want to give a shot at it? Ibakwar.
E-B.
Yeah.
O.
Wrong. The proper spelling of Ibakwar, everybody knows, is E-B-A-U-C-H-O-I-R. I feel like the guys from Jeopardy. You know, Alex Trebek, he always looks at you like you're an idiot because you get it wrong. Of course you know it. You get all the words right in front of you.
Of course.
All right, let's give Ryan another try here.
All right, I'm ready.
The word is poliorcetics. Poliorcetics.
P-O-L... I O R
poliorcetics.
Cetics. I'll say S.
Wrong.
C E.
You got it wrong the first time, Billy. Poliorcetics. Can you spell it?
Yeah, I'm just gonna take the L, Shannon. I don't know it.
All right, one more, and we'll move on.
All right.
I'm gonna give Ryan a chance here to redeem himself. You were close on that one. The word is Ablasio. Ablasio.
O.
Yeah. Good start.
B.
Yeah.
L.
Right.
A.
Yes.
S.
Wrong.
C-I-O.
Nope. All right, Billy. This is the last one. Last chance. Ablasio. Let's see if you can do it.
O B L C H.
Wrong.
A.
Nope.
Ugh.
The correct spelling is O B L A T I O, like ratio, Ablasio.
Oh.
So there you go. But Billy wins it 1-0 in our first ever pre-show spelling bee.
Yes.
Good job, Billy. You got one word right. You got Sorg right.
Hey, I'm going to tell both of you guys something.
What's that?
There's no I in KSR pre-show.
That's right. But there is an Ablasio.
We're all winners.
There you go. All right, Billy. We'll check in with you coming up in about, 7 or 8 minutes when you get up in the air.
All right. Perfect, Shannon.
All right, man. There you go. There's Billy Rutledge. Going to be doing the donut drop coming up in about 10 minutes or so from now. Ryan, NBA Finals tonight, game one between the Heat and Nuggets, 8:30. Who do you got? You know, Tyler Hero's expected back, I believe, by maybe
Is
it tonight or by game three? I read game three. He can be back.
I think so. I think he was actually cleared to play in game seven against the Celtics, but, you know, was still in street clothes. He's not ready.
Yeah.
But at least he was cleared. He's got to still get in shape and everything. So even if he does, I don't think it matters. The Nuggets, I think, are just too good right now. They're just crazy. Even though the Heat have been on this magical run from an eighth seed to make it all the way to the championship game, I'm still going Nuggets.
I was one of those people who were like, okay, if Boston comes back and they're able to tie the series at 3-3, there is no way that the Heat will go in to Boston and win game seven. And yet they did, and they dominated Boston. So I'm not one of these people that can count the Heat out just yet. I mean, they're only the second eighth seed in NBA history to make the NBA Finals. So they're well on their way to history if they can end up winning the series somehow. You know, I keep reading about how Denver has this advantage with the altitude in Denver. I don't know. I don't think there's anything to that. If it was such an advantage, how come the Nuggets don't have an NBA title yet?
That's a good point. Yeah, exactly. I'm with you, though, about the Celtics. That's why I don't gamble.
Yeah.
I would have bet everything, my life savings, that there's no way the Celtics would lose Game 7 in Boston. There's no way.
Yeah.
Of course, I would have said the same thing at Game 6. There is no way the Heat will lose a deciding Game 6 on their home court. No way. So I would be broke if I would have bet a lot of money on both of those games.
Well, we were there at Banners. You know, when I started Crazy Little Thing Called Love, I originally thought that the Celtics had lost Game 6. And then somebody comes up during, like, the middle part of the song and goes, hey, the Celtics won.
Yeah.
And I completely flipped my mood at that point. I couldn't believe that they actually came back and won 6.
No.
You know?
That's why I thought, you know, you get to Boston Garden for Game 7. Or yeah. No, but Jason Tatum got hurt early, and I think they really never recovered from that.
Yeah, but the good thing is at least we got a former Cat that's going to take a title home, either Murray with the Nuggets or Hero and Bam with the Heat.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been a great run for the Heat, but, man, I just think the Nuggets right now are the best team in basketball.
Yeah, 859-280-2287. Billy and I were talking about, you know, the lack of, you know, places to stay in Lexington for this upcoming weekend with all the stuff going on with Railbird Fest and the Kentucky baseball NCAA tournament going on, and you got the high school baseball games going on, you got the softball, you got the track and all that happening. I was telling Billy, I said, if I was in Lexington, I would highly consider turning my home into an Airbnb because you can make a lot of money. You could pay your mortgage for the month probably just by renting out your house for a day or two this upcoming weekend.
Okay, I heard this just from a neighbor, from a friend.
Yeah.
Like, for Saturday night, you could get like $1,000 for one night.
Really?
For your house. Not for a hotel room, but for your house.
Well,
of course I should do it.
Dude, I'm not even joking. I would absolutely do that for $1,000 a night. I mean, Friday and Saturday,
one night.
There's $2,000 and all you got to do is just rent your house out.
Yeah.
I mean, just saying, man, if I were in Lexington, I would do it. Totally worth it to me. I mean,
well, you're about to talk me into it.
I think you should do it. You want to come? You could come stay with me.
That's true. We can split it.
Yeah, there you go. I'll Airbnb my house out to you. I can charge you maybe $100 a night. You can get $1,000 a night. You come out with a win-win.
Now, I got to warn people. Yeah, I got a pool and I got a man cave in the basement, but I have, like, no food.
But do the dogs stay?
Oh, the dogs, yeah.
Because I was at your house the other night, and I left looking like I had more hair on me than the dogs had on them.
Yeah, my three dogs were all over Shannon. They loved them some Shannon.
So, it's going to be a big weekend coming up in Lexington. 859-280-2287. We'll take some of your phone calls coming up in just a few minutes. By the way, are you going to Railbird Fest?
No, I'm not going.
Okay. You know,
I'm not even going to be in town most of the weekend. That's why I should. That's why, well,
that's why you absolutely should Airbnb your house out then. You ever, like, hear of somebody you never heard of before, then all of a sudden they're everywhere?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way I am with this Charlie Crockett guy, who is going to be on KSR tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yes. He's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, he is now everywhere. I guess he's playing twice in Lexington, and then I'm watching the news yesterday, and last night they were talking about on Wednesdays, they have Waterfront Wednesdays. They have, like, a big concert Wednesday nights down at the waterfront, as the title would suggest. And guess who's playing? Charlie Crockett. And I'm going, I've never even heard of this guy 3 days ago, and now this guy is everywhere. So I have no idea. I had no idea that this guy was so popular, but apparently he is, and he's going to join us tomorrow.
Yeah, playing the Borough Friday night and then Railbird on Saturday night, right, here
in
town.
Yeah, so he plays that old-school country, like 1960s country. So,
but he looks, he's a fairly young guy. It looks like Seth Curry, so it is.
Steph Curry.
What did I say?
Seth.
Seth Curry.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
He looks like Steph Curry. You said Seth Curry. He looks like Steph Curry.
Well, maybe Seth Curry's his brother.
And the guy apparently got, like, what did he say? What we were talking about yesterday, he got, like, a part of a cow's heart transplanted into his heart.
Yeah, I've never even heard of anything. Heart valve is in him.
Yeah.
The heart valve or something like that.
So do you have any more cow puns that you want to get off your chest before we bring him on tomorrow? Because you can't do it when we have him as a guest.
Well, the fact that you just mentioned that he's everywhere, that he's playing Friday night at the Borough, Saturday at the Railbird, and wherever you said someplace else, you know, he's all over the place. He's really got a lot of momentum.
That might be the worst one yet. Let's take a break. 859-280-2287. We'll check in with Billy. He's going to be up at the chopper dropping out some North Lime coffee and donut gift cards. coming up in this next segment on the KSR Pre-Show. We'll be right back. Final segment of the KSR Pre-Show, 859-280-2287. Ryan Lemon joining us today. Billy Rutledge up in the chopper with Officer Don, about to drop out some North Lime Coffee and Donut gift cards for iHeartRadio Access Day. But first, before we go to Billy, let's go to Pickleball Paul. Hey, Paul, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
Got you.
You're on Bluetooth,
aren't you?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I'm gonna switch here. I'm switching.
Come on, man. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Pickleball Paul, you should know better than that.
Hey, as I'm in my car, which is very unusual. I used to be on my AirPods. I'm in my car going to the courts, of course. You think Ryan can spell Waffle House?
I guarantee he could.
Pickleball Paul, I want to tell you, I enjoyed a little Waffle House breakfast this morning.
Of course you did.
I dropped the boys off at football at 8 o'clock, had a little time to kill, went to Waffle House, had my own Waffle House breakfast.
Good. Well, I haven't been able to listen lately. I actually went to the Indy 500, something I suggest you guys do. You talk about fun, but just keeping up the news. And I'm not a Calipari basher, but I've said for a year or two now, and after yesterday, there's a problem up there, and there's a problem. And Calipari said himself when they first hired him, it's a 10-year job. Fellas, it's time for a change up there. This next year is not going to be pretty. You can argue it all you want. It's for Kentucky, people fleeing out of there as fast as they get there. I just wanted your comment on that, and I'm heading into the court to kick some ass, and y'all have a good day.
All right, Paul. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, there's something definitely going on that's off the court that we've talked about, you know, going back to the stuff with Oscar and some of the players just not happy, it seems like. You know, when you just look over, you can see it in the body language. They're just not happy.
He's definitely not lost his touch when it comes to recruiting, because, I mean, look at this class he's got coming in. I mean, the dude can still recruit. But you're right, and like we've said it a million times, there was something not right with this team this year. Internal problems or, you know, it'll come out someday exactly what it was. But there was something not right, and we can't just put our finger on it. So does that fall on his shoulders? Well, the fact that a lot of these guys made their decisions and the staff had no idea what they were going to do, I think that's a telling sign that they were just out of touch with the team for sure this year.
All right, let's check in with Billy Rutledge, who is up in the chopper right now. Hovering over Lexington. Billy, tell me what's going on.
Shannon, we are up in the air. We drove over Kentucky Proud Park, saw some people warming up, and we are now over Jacobson Park, where it looks like there's about 50, 60 people out.
Nice.
Wow. All out nice. On the grassy berm here at Jacobson Park. We're getting ready to get started. Officer Don, if you just want to kind of hover right over there. And... you know, this is the KSR Pre-Show, WKRP Turkey Drop. As God is my witness, I thought donuts could fly. Here we go. Going to open the door.
Okay.
Start dropping the donuts.
How many donuts?
North Lime Coffee and Donuts. We've got 12 donuts, Shannon.
Yeah.
Gift cards ranging.
Uh-oh.
$50.
Yeah.
Two locations in Lexington and two in Louisville. We really appreciate North Lime for all that they've done. For the KSR Pre-Show, these ribbons are working out, Shannon. No issues up here in the air.
Are you dropping them one by one or all at once?
One by one, one by one.
Okay.
It's fun watching the people running around in circles, honestly.
Yeah.
Again, free donuts down there if you go see them.
And we're losing.
Get around like bags of wet cement.
Okay.
Shannon, are you still there?
I'm still here. I've still got you. No.
All right.
You're not actually aiming to hit anybody, right? You're trying to drop them in a safe spot where nobody gets hit with a flying donut.
That's right. We've got about 50 people out here all running around trying to get a donut. And look at these people go like little ants, hundreds of feet in the air.
Now, how many more?
North Lime Coffee and Donut.
How many more do you have to drop?
I got two left, Shannon.
Okay.
Two more.
Okay, so you've got 50 people on the ground, only 12 to drop. My math tells me there's going to be 38 people that go home unhappy, and they're going to be really upset with you.
There's going to be some upset people. That's exactly right. There's going to be some upset people, but you know what? Limit to one person. The final donut. Final one. There you go.
All right.
The second annual KSR Pre-Show Donut Drop is complete.
All right, Billy. Well, be safe up
They're
there.
Dropping donuts from the helicopter.
I hear Matt Jones joining us, too. So, Billy, we're going to let you go.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm on?
You're on the air with us.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I didn't know I was on the air.
Yeah, of course. Just butt in anytime you want.
To tell me that before I was about to say something to Drew. But
yeah. All right, Billy. Safe travels. We'll talk to you when you get back on the ground, okay?
All right. Thanks, Shannon.
All right. Well, hello there, Matt. How are you?
Hey, that was actually great radio.
Yeah. It was.
All right. Take Billy off. He's still on.
Really excited. Billy's like, look at him running around down there like little ants.
Billy's throwing donuts outside of a helicopter. Yeah. Listen, I'm not a physics guy. That doesn't sound safe to me, but that's all right.
That's great radio.
I don't think it was actual donuts. I think he's throwing like a stuffed animal or something like that. I don't know. It's got like a gift card tied to it. But,
oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'll
let you finish the show. But
I was going to say, before you go, did Ryan tell you what's going on there at the bar?
No, I haven't talked to him yet.
Oh, okay. Well, just say that
what's
for
wrong?
KSR then. Nothing. Everything's great.
No, what's
wrong? Everything's good.
No, because it's going to be 10 minutes of me sitting here asking you. What's
wrong?
That's
called a radio tease.
No, you radio tease. What's wrong?
We'll talk about it coming up at 10:06.
No.
Hey, cut his mic off. Turn his mic off.
I don't know how to do that.
All right, fine.
All right, there you go. All right, so what do you think? It sounded like it was a successful donut drop for our second annual. Well, last year was a ham drop, but it sounded like it went well.
That was good radio. Just him, his voice. He was so excited just to drop donuts down from the helicopter. And 50 people out there. I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all. It was a lot more than what our first one was. So I feel like maybe next year we may have 100 people out there.
I know. Good promotion they've got for North Lime Donuts right there.
Ryan, I know you're a big fan of high school athletics. Did you see, I think it was maybe in Pennsylvania. I'm not really sure of the state. I guess it really doesn't matter. But the most brutal high school championship loss I have ever seen. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the third strike.
Yeah, there was a drop third strike.
Uh-huh.
And the team celebrated before the catcher took the ball and, of course, threw it down to first base. That's the rules. If you drop the third strike, you got to throw it down to first to get them out. They completely forgot about the drop third strike. They start celebrating. They dogpile in the middle of the, like, right on the mound, right in the middle of the field. Meanwhile, the batter who struck out is rounding the bases as the other team is celebrating, thinking that they had just won the state championship. And it turns out that as they were celebrating, the guy who struck out rounds the bases, ends up scoring. They end up losing the high school championship that way. That has got to be the most brutal way I've ever seen a team lose. I mean, Kentucky football is lost, you know, with the bluegrass miracle, right? That was sort of brutal. But the watching the baseball and at the high school level especially, I can't imagine how brutal of a loss that had to be for those kids.
I've watched it 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
And I had to watch it to see what happened to the ball.
Yeah.
And if you look, it's called third strike, but the catcher drops the ball.
Yeah.
It goes out in the grass. Umpire doesn't make any move. The catcher goes out, picks up the ball, and he puts it in his back pocket. You watch him. He picks the ball up, puts it in his back pocket, because I know he was thinking before the pitch, I got to save this ball. We're going to win the state championship. I have to save this ball.
Yeah.
Strike 3, it goes out, he grabs it, puts it in his back pocket, and he's on the bottom of the dog pile.
Oh, my God.
You watch the video. I watched him. He's on the and so they got these outfielders that come running in, waving their arms. Where's the ball? Where's the ball? You can see them. They're looking around. Nobody knows where the ball is.
Oh,
trying to tag
God.
This guy out, because it's in the guy's back pocket.
That's brutal. Ryan, thank you for joining us. KSR is coming up next. Billy will be back with us tomorrow. Thank you for listening to the KSR Pre-Show.